This is NPR News Today from Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Nina Moyney. In the final weeks of a close election in southern Minnesota, two candidates vying to represent the area in Congress traded barbs Friday in a debate hosted by NPR News. DFLer Dan Feehan and Republican Jim Hagedorn sparred over health care, immigration, and agricultural tariffs in the hour-long debate, and their views on these policy issues generally fell along party lines. But some of the most heated parts of the debate focused on whether the candidates would challenge party leadership when it came to the best interests of Minnesota's 1st congressional district. Feehan said he would stand up to his leadership when necessary. Hagedorn, whose views hew closely with President Donald Trump's, said Feehan's work in the Obama administration means he would be a rubber stamp for a liberal agenda. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office said Friday that an Eden Prairie police detective's lie about a search warrant in a single drug case will result in 32 cases being dismissed and will let one convicted person out of prison. Chief Deputy Hennepin County Attorney David Brown identified the detective as Travis Serafin. Brown said the dismissals would apply to cases with Serafin as a witness, which had been charged but not completed as of September 22nd of last year. That's the date he allegedly lied on a drug warrant. Brown said Hennepin prosecutors have asked the McLeod County Attorney's Office to review Serafin's conduct for possible criminal charges. The Eden Prairie Police Department says it's investigating the detective. A Hennepin County family court referee issued an order Friday to unseal the divorce records of Congressman Keith Ellison, the DFL candidate for Minnesota Attorney General. Tim Pugmire reports.
The Star Tribune and Alpha News made the request to unseal the records, arguing the documents should be public. Ellison and his ex-wife Kim Ellison opposed the motion. In his order, referee Jason Hutchison said the strong presumption of public access to the file outweighs private interest to keep it sealed. The records will be unsealed October 17th, but Ellison's attorney suggested an appeal is likely. Keith Ellison has spent much of the campaign denying a domestic abuse allegation made by a former girlfriend. Kim Ellison has said she never witnessed such behavior, and there's nothing of the sort in the divorce record. The divorce proceedings began in 2011. An order sealing the records was filed in 2012. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News.
In sports, the football Gophers play the third-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes today in Columbus, and the Wild host the Carolina Hurricanes tonight. Minnesota is coming off an overtime win over Chicago on Thursday. And in weather, expect partly to mostly cloudy skies today with a high in the mid-50s, cooler conditions tomorrow, but maybe a little more sunshine and highs in the 40s. This is NPR News Today from Minnesota Public Radio.